Whose broad stripes and bright stars. church, the archdiocese, as well as the cathedral, I welcome all of you this evening. In a particular way to the Louisville Metro Police, to the Louisville Fire Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the Metro Emergency Medical Care Services, thank you for allowing us this evening, on behalf of the entire archdiocese, to say thank you. And together we will lift our voices in gratitude for those who have given their lives in the line of duty. So we come here this night, a very sacred place. You too have made a very sacred oath to the people of our community. I know I speak on behalf of them to say thank you for your service. So my brothers and sisters, we come before the Lord as we begin our worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Our brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mystery. To Almighty God,
and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us into everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, you show the Father's care for all. granting your mercy that the members of the human race to whom you have given a single origin may form in peace a single family and always be united by a fraternal spirit through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us be seated as we listen to the Word of God.
a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. Above all this, put on love, that is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace in which you are also called in one mind. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When we encounter evil in the world, and there is plenty of it, our response might be to turn away from God, to reject God, even to doubt God's existence. We may think or ask ourselves, how can God exist if he lets such terrible things happen? Things that you deal with every day. Murder, assault, rape, drug use, gang violence, murder, disregard for life at all its stages, hatred for people, for property. These are just some of the things that the women and men who respond first and who have pledged to protect and serve face each day, and the experience can be, and often is, very dark. And yet, on the other hand, from the evil we see in the world, and the tendency today for revenge rather than reconciliation, Our response might just have the opposite effect. We come to realize that God is our only hope, that God alone helps us make sense of our world. God is the cornerstone. In times of adversity, as we heard in the book of Sirach, trust in God and He will help. Of course, it is this response and affirmation of our faith and our hope and our trust in God. That is why we are here for the first Blue Mass in this cathedral. This Mass is our opportunity in the Archdiocese of Louisville to recognize you, the men and serve us in Metro Louisville, to thank you, to lift you up to God in prayer, regardless of your particular religious beliefs, to raise you up and ask Almighty God to watch over you, to care for you, to protect you, the way a father watches over and cares for and protects his children. The Blue Mass is a celebration of faith. Faith that is sometimes, all of us, most importantly tonight for you, tested by the darker side of human life. Faith that cries out with the author of the book of Sirach, "My child, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trial. Cling to Him. Do not leave Him." When we do, we will live as St. Paul instructs with a heart of charity that is our bond and the peace of Christ that controls our hearts. Our faith in God that enables us who are believers to see with different eyes the mysterious hand of God, without whom life in this world could never make any sense at all. We need to believe and have faith that God our Father never leaves our side. Faith above all brings us peace, so that we need never be troubled or afraid, we might never lose hope. And the true measure of our service is how much mercy we extend even to those who kill us. God's word in the Holy Scriptures strengthens our faith. God also speaks other words to you as public servants. Words like duty, honor, integrity, service, justice, common good. Words that would be difficult for us to believe in and to understand if you, who serve day in and day out, knowing that you may be required, like those we honor this evening, to protect and guard us with the sacrifice of our lives. These words would be difficult for you to believe in and understand if the Lord did not first dwell among and with you to protect and serve. Along with those who have gone before us that we honor this evening, you, my friends, here, endow us by your vocation, choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong. To grab hold of courage that is born of loyalty to all that is noble and worthy, to scorn compromise when justice is in jeopardy, to knit new ties of friendship, open doors of opportunities of service. Father,
become them. Messengers of hope for us. Messengers of hope in a world so in need of encouragement and goodness. Thank you for who you are, what you do, how you do it. May God bless and protect you, your staffs, and your families forever. We come as we share our faith in God. My friends, let us profess that faith together. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God,
born of the Father and born of righteousness,
God from God, light from light, true God from true God,
God of not made.
Through him all things are made.
For us men and for our salvation,
he came down from heaven.
Now the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man.
For our sake, he was crucified on the righteous cross. He suffered death in his spirit and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is the Lord of glory, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic
church.
I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We lift up our prayers to our Almighty Father, asking him to hear us, answer us as we pray.
Prayer of the faithful. Please respond to the Lord here in prayer. We pray for police officers, firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics that they may have safe shifts and come home to their families each and every night. We pray that through all evil they see on a daily basis, that they remain compassionate and caring towards all. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the protection of all police and first responders who risk their lives daily to ensure their safety, for fair and just policing that will promote peace and well-being in all our neighborhoods, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our community, that we may respond boldly to the Holy Spirit's call to act together to end violence and racism, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for emotional protection for first responders, that the Father would guard their hearts, especially in the face of criticism or anger from others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We ask for discernment on behalf of the first responders who frequently face complex situations and must make snap decisions. Give them wisdom from you, Lord, and help them in their moment of need. to make the timely and wise decisions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those men and women who gave their lives in the line of duty, for whom we offer this Mass, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord God of heaven and earth, we bring you our prayers, knowing you will respond to us with your great love. We bring them to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
put under sacramental signs that signify peace and unity. Strengthen, we pray, O Lord, conquered among all your children, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit. We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
This is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Your word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin, fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. So with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim. Similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks. He gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. With the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us pray. Bestow on us, we pray, O Lord, the spirit of charity, so that sustained by the body and blood of your only begotten Son, we may be effective in nurturing among all the peace that he has left us, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. We will now begin reading the names of our heroes that have given their lives in the line of duty. We will start with our dignitaries over here to our right, with Chief Steve Conrad of Louisville Metro Police Department.
Patrolman John T. O'Brien. Patrolman John Horan. Corporal Fred J. Riftenkemper. Patrolman James Herman. Patrolman John Belling. Patrolman Theodore Bassano. Patrolman Simon R. Cannon. Patrolman Edward J. Clare. Patrolman William Murphy. Patrolman Frank Weber. Patrolman C. Sue. Patrolman Michael Baldwin. Patrolman Harvey D. Hand. Patrolman John Powell. Patrolman Thomas L. Fitzgibbons. Patrolman William Eppenheimer. Patrolman Thomas G. Yeltner. Patrolman John G. Tyler. Patrolman James E. Elder. Patrolman George E. Eads. Sergeant George G. Pfeiffer. Patrolman Oglesby Charles Daly. Patrolman Ralph L. Croxton. Corporal James M. England. Patrolman Walter Vance. Detective Sergeant Lawrence Malak. Patrolman Frank H. Wilk. Patrolman Thomas D. McNichols. Patrolman William F. Newcomb. Patrolman Robert E. McGailey. Patrolman John Gruber. Patrolman Basil Duke Beaufort. Patrolman Harold D. Moyer. Captain Edward E. Parr. Detective William L. Mulligan. Detective William D. Wood. Patrolman Saxton Dutchman. Patrolman Clarence Hugh Evans. Patrolman Eugene Hagen. Patrolman John W. Carpenter. Patrolman John Wolskinek. Patrolman Lawrence W. Claycomb. Patrolman William A. Coy. Patrolman Frederick F. Parton. Patrolman Walter D. Massey. Sergeant Louis F. Fowler. Patrolman Lon R. McLean. Patrolman William K. Bird. Patrolman Thomas W. Jenny. Patrolman James L. Edgeworth. Patrolman William Preston Bryant. Patrolman Richard Desler. Patrolman Alden Magrande. Patrolman John H. Bowler. Patrolman Andrew Miller. Patrolman John H. Tennyson. Patrolman John P. Minot. Patrolman Edward P. Nowakowski. Patrolman William L. Long. Patrolman Orville C. Trinkle, Jr. Patrolman Cosby H. Whitted, Jr. Patrolman James F. Stansberry. Patrolman William Frederick Meyer. Patrolman Joseph L. Price. Detective Donald W. Gaskin. Detective James Ratliff. Patrolman John Schaefer. Patrolman Wilbur Hayes. Patrolman Raymond Wheeler Jr. Detective Bobby Brennan. Patrolman Tommy Ray. Patrolman Jonah Darrell Potts. Patrol Officer Wendelin Downs. Patrolman Albert B. Saline Jr. Patrolman Ronnie E. Saline. Patrolman Ricky Deidre I. Mingo. It is my honor to also read the names of fallen officers for the smaller departments in and around Roydwood. Chief of Police, Randy Wells, Forest Hills Police Department. Constable James Simpson Harrison, Jefferson County Constable's Office. Corporal Michael Rush Rivers, Louisville Housing Authority Police Department. Town Marshal Andrew J. Plummer, Parkman Police Department. Officer Armin Van Cleve, Shively Police Department. Detective John Robert Weiss, Shively Police Department.
Jefferson County Corrections Department, Correctional Officer Michael R. Green. Louisville Volunteer Fire Department that existed until 1858. Firefighter John Kerr, Firefighter William Canola, Firefighter Herman Dietz, Firefighter William House, and the Louisville Fire Department Salvage Corps, Firefighter Richard Hardman, Firefighter Virgil Ferguson, Firefighter Joseph Deal, Firefighter Homer Palmer, Firefighter Robert Gooden, Lieutenant William Patton. From the Louisville Fire Department, Captain Francis Atkinson, Firefighter John Hunt, Captain James Connell, Firefighter Nicholas Lawrence, Engineer Dennis Hamilton, Firefighter Thomas Whalen, Firefighter Larry Stegler, Firefighter Patrick Foley, Firefighter John Monahan, Captain Edward Hurley, Captain Herbert Cole, Firefighter Maurice Payhurst, Firefighter Dennis Morait, Firefighter Tony Schlick, Firefighter Thomas Moore, Firefighter William Davis, Firefighter Samuel Baker, Captain Thomas Finley, Firefighter Henry Wells, Firefighter Richard Musselman, Captain Thomas Westray, Firefighter Lewis Thomason, Firefighter Jacob Rabnecker, Firefighter Valentine Schwab, Captain Charles Booms, Captain John Sweeney, Captain Joseph Tanksley, Firefighter William Hartigan, Firefighter Charles Miller, Firefighter Peter Bussey, Firefighter Walter Sinkmore, Firefighter William Hensley, Firefighter Harry Charlton, Captain John Connolly, Firefighter Edward Connolly, Firefighter John Hughes, Firefighter George Calloway, Firefighter Harry Brown, Captain Herman
Lieutenant George Dutt, Firefighter William Steele, Firefighter Frank Millen, Captain Charles Keller, Firefighter Albert Gresham, Firefighter Thomas Maloney, Captain Patrick Sheehan, Captain Charles Webb, Captain William Fisher, Captain Joseph Terrell, Firefighter George Booth, Firefighter William Denler, Captain Fred Stephen, Captain Paul, Robert Lee Paul, Captain Lee McGee, Firefighter Charles Handworker, Firefighter John Mallett, Firefighter Captain Walter Wallace, Firefighter Charles Kern, Firefighter Lewis Grimmer, Firefighter Matthew Heffernan, Lieutenant John Duffy, Captain Isaac Abraham, Firefighter Arthur Butcher, Firefighter George Wolf, Firefighter Walter Wallace Jr., Sergeant Jesse Wilson, Firefighter Riley Cryer, Captain Joe Beery, Captain Donald LeCompte, Firefighter Larry Strong, Sergeant William Shelley, Sergeant John Strong Nutter, and Sergeant Timothy J. Groff.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Sheriff Crockett Riddle. Lieutenant Lloyd Cheeks. Deputy Sheriff Gregory Hawkins. Deputy Sheriff Devin Merriweather Sr.
Individual serving the EMS community. Patrolman Delmar Woodward Sr., Jefferson County Police Department EMS. Officer Armand Van Cleve, Shadowwood Police Department EMS. EMT Rick Vincent, Lowell EMS. EMT Brian Jenner, Jefferson County EMS.
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace. Glorify the Lord by your life.
Thanks
be to God.